కృష్ణం పాదపద్మే నమో నమో. లాస్ట్ లాస్ట్ వి డిస్కస్ టూ థింగ్స్. ఇస్ భక్తి డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టూ టూ కేటగిరీస్, సుప్రీం భక్తి అండ్ గ్రోయింగ్ భక్తి, వైదే భక్తి, గౌణీ భక్తి. దిస్ గౌణీ భక్తి సబ్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టూ టూ పార్ట్స్, త్రీ పార్ట్స్. వన్ ఈజ్ గుణ భేద, నదర్ ఈజ్ ఆర్తి భేద. గుణ వెదర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సాత్విక భక్తి, రాజసిక భక్తి, అప్తాంసిక భక్తి. సో వి డిస్కస్ విత్ ఎలాబరేట్ హియర్. వి షుడ్ నాట్ మిస్అండర్స్టాండ్ గుణ తత్వ రజస్ తమస్ ఇన్ ది నార్మల్ వే వి అండర్స్టాండ్. వి హావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి ఇన్ ఎ పర్టిక్యులర్ వే ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ గుణ. వెరీ స్ట్రాంగ్ ఫెయిత్ ఈజ్ తమో భక్తి, వెరీ షోయీ భక్తి, ఫస్ట్ క్లాస్ డెకరేషన్స్, న్యూ న్యూ సిల్క్ సారీస్. ఇన్ యూ సీన్ హోలీ మదర్స్ లైక్ దట్ యూ గో టు ది టెంపుల్ సీ ఎవ్రీ డే ఎయిర్పోర్ట్ బ్యూటిఫుల్. సమ్టైమ్స్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ సో బ్యూటిఫుల్ హోలీ మదర్స్ డెకరేషన్. ఐఎమ్ శ్రీరామకృష్ణ అండ్ స్వామి వివేకానంద మస్ట్ బి సీన్ ఇన్ జెలస్. దే ఆర్ నాట్ taken care of at all, like that or no, rather than be happy. But for the mother, many service. The devotees spend so much of money, they are all presented by the devotees. So that may be another cause of jealousy. Why they are bringing everything to the Holy Mother, not to anyone of us. So that is the reason is, your poor janma karma phala. Yeah, they have to also again be having karma. You know this joke about karma pana? One missionary, Christian missionary, had come to one of our Swamis to argue. He said, Swami, we believe Sri Krishna is an incarnation of God. Then reduce a little bit. This Swami also is dead. The temperature also cooled down a little bit. We don't need so much but this noise. So do you believe Sri Krishna is an incarnation? Of course. Sri Krishna is one of, not only an incarnation, he is called Purna Avatar. Very wonderful concept. Do you believe that our Jesus Christ, Yesu Krishna, శ్రీ కృష్ణ యేసు కృష్ణ, యేసు కృష్ణ ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఇన్కార్నేషన్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. సమ్ సెడ్ యెస్ హిందూ బోత్. వై ఇట్ ఈస్ డిఫరెంట్? శ్రీ కృష్ణ సరౌండెడ్ బై సో మెనీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ యంగ్ లేడీస్ ప్లేయింగ్ అండ్ దేవర్ ఆల్ ఎంబ్రేస్ అవర్ క్రైస్ట్ అండ్ గింగ్ లైక్స్. సో మెనీ ఇన్కార్నేషన్స్ వేర్ ప్రేసింగ్ పరశురామ. వీ డోంట్ నో మచ్ అబౌట్ పరశురామ, వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్ అంటిల్ అట్లీస్ట్ డిసప్పీర్ ఆఫ్టర్ బీయింగ్ రిషీన్ డిఫీటెడ్ బై శ్రీరామ. యు నో దట్ బెస్ట్ హీ వాజ్ క్యారీయింగ్ ఆన్ ది పవర్ ఆఫ్ భీష్మ. ఆఫ్టర్ శ్రీరామ Bro had broken Shivadhanus and then got married to Sita. And then at the same time, all his brothers also got married. The cousin sisters of Sita. And they were returning. On the way, hey, you, that was an old, broken, rusty vow. Here is something nice. See the contradiction? He is an incarnation of God. He was also incarnation of the Holy. Both are challenging each other. I will finish you, I will finish you. Only Hindus can create Christianity. Then of course he broke it. As soon as he broke, Parashurama, all his power drained out. We don't see much about him. Parashurama is considered as an incarnation of God. We don't see much about him. There is this. Then why was Krishna called Purnavatara? What is Purnavatara? That incarnation obey an ideal for as many varieties of people as possible is a Purnavata. For example, Sri Krishna. Millions worship Balakrishna in their homes, actually. Then millions worship him as a hero in the Kurukshetra war. And for millions of young, beautiful ladies, he is the ideal husband. Then for millions of parents, he is an ideal son. He is just to do anything. And for millions of people, he is an ideal disciple. Sandipan. He studied under Sandipan for a short time. Just to fulfill the established tradition. But we have to go to Gurukul. And that man's two children have been kidnapped by some Rakshasa. So, and Sri Krishna asked, what is the induction? I want my children back. Because he knew he was in his incarnation. So, he goes with Balarama, brings them back, as if they were dead. And then offers it to the Guru. Guru says, this is the greatest Guru Dakshina. You don't need to do anything like that. For millions of women, he did darling. So as a child, as a friend, and as an ideal son, as an ideal husband, as an ideal disciple, ideal parent, everywhere, Sri Krishna, smiling, always. Have you ever seen Sri Krishna, the frowning face? We'll never see. So this, that is why he's got Purnavata. Somehow everyone loves Krishna. Thakur also practiced Krishna Bhakti. Your decision. But further he meditated upon Radha. He became Radha. Who is Radha? In whose heart no other thought comes excepting that of Krishna. She is called, or that heart is called Radha. Could be male, female, doesn't matter. And who is Hanuman? In whose heart? Only Rama is there. Nobody is there. So you see these things. They are not individuals. They are ideal devotees whose heart sees only God in a particular form and nothing else. So supposing some young ladies want to dance with Krishna. It is a cheerful party. He will do it. How many young ladies are coming to dance with me? Any number. And he could recreate himself. One for each. So nobody could be jealous. He is dancing with somebody else. Like, you ask Sri Rama, why don't you come and dance with me and some young ladies? He would get righteous. Yeah. So he was there for some purpose. Krishna is all-round personal. He was a politician, he was a diplomat, he was an ambassador of peace, and he was an expert chariot. Anything for anybody. That's why the greatest poets have been enamored of this Bhagavan Krishna. So, coming back to our subject, this developing devotion is what I call Gauni Bhakti. It is a developing because once it starts, pratikshanam vartamanam. So from lower devotion to higher devotion. How is it possible that the person gets on the happiness? If you meditate for 5 minutes with love, then more joy will come. If you meditate for 15 minutes, more joy. Meditate for 1 hour, more joy. Pratikshanam, avichinnam. The nature of this bhakti is that it is never broken. What does that mean? That means no other object can come and say, even temporarily, I am superior to that object. Because human tendency is, supposing you bought some mangoes, so there are 2-3 varieties. One mango is exceptionally sweet. What will you do with the, you treat all the 3 varieties equally, or what would be your first choice? Even here, miserable people are, first let us eat the inferior quality. Then we go to the superior quality. My policy is superior quality finish first. After that, if you are still alive, then go for it. Otherwise, you know, you eat inferior quality, knowing that there is superior quality. And meanwhile, Yama Dharmaraja comes and says, my friend, I love you. Yama Dharmaraja always comes and what does he say? I love you. Like a man seeing a chicken. I love you. Just like that. So my policies are, in Bengal, we always sweets at the end. Madhurena Tamapaya. But in South India, first to the paisan, hot paisan. In Japan also you have got that one? But in the end, after your whole stomach is filled with chichodi, pichodi and all those things, at the end, that South Indian policy is very practical. Eat as much paisan as you want. After that, this laddu, jalebi and all. So the special things will be given in the beginning. After that, normal. If you don't eat also, you will not regret. But here in this case, likelihood you will regret. Yeah. Anyway, kauni, then artadi bhedatva. So what is rajoguna? Bhakti, rajobhakti. What does it mean? Showing. Everything should be deep, top. Then sattvika bhakti, absolutely, it is hidden. No exhibition at all. This roof is leaking. Some old mosquito bite will be there. The man whole night is absorbed. Then people come and say, oh, this, perhaps this man did not get good sleep. Oh, that's why he's sleeping. But he will never tell. The whole night I have been practicing devotion. So, from two varieties, sattva, rajas, tamas, then artha, artharthi, and jitnas. So, in our way, uttarasmat, uttarasmat, purva, purva, shreyaya bhavati. So, as you, the earlier one is better than the, so how do you understand it? So, that tamo bhakti is inferior. Better than tamo bhakti is that which comes later. Earlier what comes? Rajo bhakti. That is far superior. Earlier to rajo bhakti what comes? Sattvika bhakti. That is even more superior. Superior means there is no other step. But there also, sattva guna has to be developed. There is a degree of sattva guna. 10%. 20%, 50%, 99%. Then, there is no 100%. Because always gunas go together. It is like a dimmer light. Yeah. Pure sattva cannot function. There must be, the other qualities might be less. Otherwise, he can't eat food. Who is there to make the effort? To make food, to eat food, to digest food. Minimum activities have to be carried out. So that is why Vishuddha Sattva means a tinge. As we give the example, with the pure gold, you cannot make ornaments. Some either copper or something, so that it can be shaped properly. Rasagulla is another example. Pure chana, you can't make it. You want shapeless rasagulla? Possible. But shapeful rasagulla, you have to add a little bit of atta. Like that. Then what is it? Artha. Then artharthi. Jignasu. Jignasu means the desire to know more about God. He may be reading 100 books. Bhagavata Purana, Vishnu Purana, and so many other Puranas. Or he might be reading Bhagavad Gita or Vedas. What do they say about Ishtadevata? So this is Jignasa. He is a devotee. But the Jignasa is genuinely enjoys. But the mind is more scattered. Better than that is Artharthi. What is Artharthi? Artha means only that which belongs to God, I want. Nothing else. I want to construct a temple for God. I want to bring the best musicians and then make them sing about God. If it is possible, I myself want to sing about God. It's everything about God. It is not to ask, give me money, give me other things. Whatever is asked, that is to pursue utilization of increasing his devotion, not anything else. That is called Arpati in this context. Artha means he doesn't want anything excepting God. If he forgets God for 1 second, tad virahe parama vyakulata iti, Artha himself will tell you. If a devotee is separated from the thought of God, even for one second, one moment, then he seems terribly restless. Tadvirahe paramakyapadadeti. So that is also good. Until that, we have seen. Then, Narada is telling the 58th sutra. So, what is it telling? Anyasmat saulabhyam bhaktau. So, there is Karma Yoga, there is Bhakti Yoga, there is Raja Yoga, there is Jnana. All are equally valid paths to take one to God, provided one condition is fulfilled. That Karma Yoga must be only to serve God. Raja Yoga only think of God. Jnana Yoga is only always discriminate, give up everything only for the sake of God. So Bhakti Yoga is there. What is it? What is the speciality of Bhakti Yoga? Emotion. So why is Bhakti Yoga considered as easier than other paths? So one of the points you need to understand here, because a devotee wants to tread the path of devotion, it doesn't mean the other yogas are neglected. Because you cannot separate all these things. Emotions you cannot separate from intellect. Not separate activity from intellect and emotion. You cannot separate concentration from all these things. They all go together. But which one is more dominant? Don't you see, we are all emotional people. So this point is understood. A Jnana Yogi must have bhakti. But not bhakti for a saguna brahma. Bhakti for parabrahma. He must do karma. What is karma? You have to study scriptures. You have to meditate upon the scriptures. You have to do guru seva. And you have to do everything. Shravana, manana, nididhyasana, deep thinking, etc. You have to do. That is called karma. Then there must be concentration, that is Raja. Then there must be devotion, adherence to your Guru, and what Guru says, you must 100% believe. That is Bhakti, Bhakti. Then what is Jnana? He emphasizes knowledge aspect of God, not the Ananda aspect of God. There is a Bhakta, he wants to focus upon Ananda aspect of God. My God loves Rajagunda, suppose. My God loves Rajagunda. If you analyze, who loves Rajagunda? Who loves? The devotee. And he is offering it what purpose? He is without guilt. Huh? Even if he has got diabetes, he doesn't want to feel guilt. Hey, diabetic fellow, you are eating Rajagunda. Then if it's guilty, yes, I'm doing it. But if you are offering to God, he will protest. I am not eating Rajagunda. Eating prasad. So this is the nature of a devotee. Whatever he likes best, he wants to, he thinks his God also likes it best. This is the greatest mistake people commit by treating the guests. You understand? Suppose some guest comes to them. how can your purpose is how to make the guest happy? Then you think, oh, I love these things. So you must be also loving. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So you will have to ask him, what is it you love best? That is the, whenever I go to devotee's house, you know, one devotee asked, what is it? Now, first he did not ask. He prayed. And then served. Maharaj Abhis. He said, it's okay. He said, that was not what he was expecting. Okay is not true. Okay. Wants a tremendous power. I have never in my life eaten like this. I have to praise, go on praising, not only to her, in front of everybody also. The ego, inflation of the ego should be there. Otherwise, it will be deflated. The balloon becomes holy. So then I thought, always ask the sadhus, what is it, any guest, what is it you like? Of course, if something exotic is there, it is not possible. But whatever is available in the house, Indian households, you know, all these things are available. This particular preparation, I like. Then the person will be very pleased. But in the case of Ishtadevata, that rule doesn't apply. Because Ishtadevata is our own. He will be more than happy to eat whatever we offer to him. So a devotee offers the very best things. What was the point we reached here? The point is, does the devotee know what God likes or dislikes? Suppose there is a poor fellow. He has got only ragi mutte. Then ragi mutte, ragi ball. So that is all the devotee can afford. And naturally, he also loves it. So that one, he offers it with the greatest devotion. And God also will eat it. Because he knows. This is the Sarvantaryami. So, any human being, we will have to, if it is possible, yes, give what. This is how people have to be pleased. Not what we like. We think that the whole world thinks exactly like us. One of the difficult things. So what are we talking about here? That bhakti. What is bhakti? Emotion. Feeling. We are all, just tell me, we are, mostly we are having emotion or not? How do we react towards other people? Somebody says, you are wonderful. Even when we know we are not wonderful, we are in oh, this person is very good. Come. Let's like to be praised. Like, we never like to be criticized. This is God emotional response. Most of the people, 99% of the people are what? It's emotional. So they have to follow the nature. That we have, Bhagavad Gita, we have been talking about him, Sreya, Answadharma, Vigranaha, Paradharma, Su Anushthita, one's own dharma. What is one's own dharma? One's own nature, expressed in a scientific way, a butcher. So, is there something wrong with the butcher? He is wrong. We think a person who sells sweet meats is superior to a person who sells meat or fish. They are not in no way superior, no way inferior. Why is it? How can a butcher be a butcher unless there are people who are demanding? We want this like that, isn't it? And unfortunately in Hindu society, they are born in the West too, until about 50 years ago. The caste system was very, very deep-rooted. Only they don't call the caste system. Blacksmith's child is likely to become a blacksmith. The goldsmith's child is likely because he will not go to this school. He will learn from his parents, from his father, what type of, whatever profession he was following, isn't it? A carpenter's son will be carpenter, like that. So they, early in the life, they acquire that one. And they like it also. because there is no competition. So this is the idea. Whatever be the profession we are doing, our devotion to God doesn't ban any profession. I say the Mahabharata, Dharma, Vyadha, Samvada. You know that? Dharma, Vyadha, Samvada. Righteous butcher. Vyadha means one who kills animals in the forest and sells it. So the conversation, dialogue between a Brahmin ascetic and a Dharma girl. You know the story? Very beautiful story. So there was a Brahmin family. They had a son. Early in life, he had renounced people, ran away from home and was sitting in a village, and he was practicing sincerely spiritual disciplines. So many months passed, or years, we don't know. And one day when he was sitting, a crow had dropped some filth upon him. So this person got very angry, looked up with anger, and that bird had become ashes. Became very proud. He got so much of power. After that, he had to come for what you call bhiksha, for begging food. So he came and stood in front of a house. Mother, give me bhiksha. Bhavati, bhiksham. Bhavati means Bhagavati. Bhagavan, Bhagavati. Divine Mother, grant me bhiksha. From inside, the housewife, only wife and husband, they said, my son, so son means, you know, usually the woman is older, the person is younger. But in this case, this man was older. But he addressed her as what? Mother. So naturally, so you please wait. I'm serving my sick husband. I'll come out and give it to you. So he was waiting, but inside was rebelling. Emotion. What is Richard household? I acquired so much power. Just now I burnt one crow. He was thinking, not saying anything. But that lady, he knew, she knew everything. He said, my son, I'm not a crow. I'm not, you are not going to burn me so easily. He was shocked. How did he know what happened in the forest few minutes back? So after some time, she came out, gave him bhiksha. Then she said, you are not going to progress in life. The things that you are doing now, go to the next village, and there is a such and such a person, he will show you the right way. So this man, by this time, understood. This lady is telling something true. See, this got satsang. Until then, he thought he was right. But this lady's voice, wisdom, and the power, she could read. He could not read other people's mind. So he agreed. He went to the next village. He inquired about that person. And they said, in the market, you'll find he's a butcher. But he's a dharma vyatha, dharmic butcher. He will just kill whatever animals are needed for his livelihood. He'll bring them, sell the meat, whatever is necessary. He was not after profit, not greedy. He will just serve people. Then this man went, and the moment he went and found out the butcher saw him. He said, oh, such and such a lady had sent you to me. Right? Even a butcher can dream the events that had happened in the past. Then, please wait, sir. This is my dharma. I have completed it. Took some time, completed it. So came home, said, please sit down here. Suppose he had fed him also, and please take rest. I have got my duty. My old parents are alive. They are helpless. So first I serve them, feed them, bathe them, feed them, put them to on a bed, and then I will come. So, same way, we did it after some time, then there is a beautiful conversation. Recently, our Swami Mukti Dhananda from Singapore, He had translated this Dharma Vyada Gita just to our Mysore Rashma published it last month.
Where is it available?
Kannada. In Kannada. Because it should be available there. Mm-hmm. I hope so. But this, sometimes the bookstore will be late in buying. But that's what this is done a good job. So, what is the conversation about? You have taken to ascetic life. Your old parents are sir. Don't you know that you are indicted by being born in this world? Pancha Mahayagna. What is one of the Mahayagnas? Serving the parents. You have neglected it. You have no right to do that. You are not going to progress in spiritual life. Because if there is someone to take care of them, then it's okay. But you are the only son. No one is there. They are suffering. How could you abandon them and you want to get God? Where will you get God accepting this? That's what Swami Vivekananda said. This is what that God is for. You are illiterate person, I said. If a person suffering from disease is employed, so Rogi Narayana, Daridra Narayana, then this Avidya Narayana, these are your Narayanas. And that is what every great soul will do. And this is the sadhana you have. First step is first step. Suppose you did not have parents, you are free. Then you can do all the steps. So the man understood, he went back and he attained perfection. This is called Swadharma. Swadharma. Swadharma also, householder's dharma is different. Sadhu's dharma is different. Students' dharma is different. And old people's vanaprastha ashrama dharma is different. And everybody has got his own dharma. We have to observe it properly. So this is called the natural path. Here we are talking about bhakti. What is it? Bhakti? Emotion. When it is purified and returned towards God is called bhakti. So here also, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya. Employ them. That's what we are employing in the normal day-to-day life. Kama means what? I only desire God. I don't want anything. Krodha. Anybody who puts an obstacle in my path. Most of them, we are the greatest obstacles. So, we have to be angry and say, oh, tongue, you want this kind of food. And oh, body, ears, you want to hear this rubbish music. This rubbish, you know, dadam, dadam, dadam. Old day, old night. They call it music. So, like that, what is kama krodha? Loha. What is loha? The greatest treasure in life is only God. Moha. When I see Krishna, I am delusive. Vaishnavism, you know, I develop to the perfection in West Bengal, not anywhere else. That is why Radha Krishna. So they have composed lots of wonderful songs. So in gospel also you are beaten. What is it? I went to fetch water from the river and I saw this golden hued person. And my eyes don't want to see anything else. But that person did not even glimpse it. He knew that I am here. But he did not even look at me. He thinks I am a worm. What should I do? If you don't like me, I will also not like you. But then this wretched mind, what does it do? It binds me. Think of that person only. Think of that person. This is called moha. Delusion. Yes, that's what we are doing in day-to-day life, you know. How many people want us? Very few people want us. We want them. They don't want us. We are not able to give them up. They are long, long back, they have given us up. This is called moha. Mother, pride. What is the pride? A real devotee. I am a child of Brahma. Who the hell are you? That firm faith, you know, a child knows even his mother may be in maidservant. That's why Sri Ramakrishna quotes this one, you know. A maidservant has come. He brought her child there. Probably in the household also there is a child of that age. And both of them are praying. And the child of the house knows, I am superior. Somehow he knows. He gives one blow to this small fellow during sleep. And this fellow, he says, don't do that to me. I have got my own mother. So he has got death. Pride. And also, my mother will come and punish you. This is called pride. I am a child of God. This is tamasic bhakti also. I am a child of God. I have got every right over her. So if she doesn't give my inheritance in the normal time, I will just squeeze her. Like Sangeeta, Ram Prasad. If you don't treat me like your child, then I will take you to court. The child is relating to mother. And I will take Shiva as witness that I am your child. You can't deny it. Of course, you need witness. So, this is called mother. Then Matsarya. That is Matsarya, jealous. Of his jealousy in this case. He says, hey, you fellow, you are doing 10,000 japam when I am doing only 5,000. I will not allow you to do that. I will do 15,000. I will not allow you to beat me in doing japa. So this jealousy, you know, you have to be jealous of me. Like that jealousy. I will not never allow you to like this japa. What right have you got to put on such wonderful sari which is fasting, you know, or ornament, a Kohinoor necklace. Kohinoor necklace. Who wants to wear Kohinoor necklace? Only a fellow who is necklace. Kohinoor is there, sitting there. Tower up. Yeah, have you seen?
Yes.
Here, is it attractive?
It's
sometimes I feel a beautiful colored glass is much more attractive than that. I don't know, people even this. I used to hear about pearls. Pearls. Then I used to see, I never recognized what is a pearl. Then somebody put all these white beads like that, you know, japamala. That is called pearls. They are very, the ladies are very proud of it. This is called pearls. Recently they found the biggest blue stone. You read about it? It is more than 25 carat or something. This is the best, largest blue stone. They got from somewhere, I don't know. Anyway, so all these qualities which take us down are the very qualities they will also take us up. Everything in this world has got opposite. One can take it down and the same thing can also take you up. So this is how a person can use all the resources. So what is the point here? Bhakti is the easiest part. It is the most natural part. Why is it natural? Because it is our nature. Here bhakti means emotion. So this emotion, first of all, we are all emotional. Towards different things, we have got different degrees of emotion. So what we need to do, first of all, gather them. And then purify them. What is purification? I don't want to, the result of this, I want only all of them direct, unifying and direct towards, this is called bhakti. Emotion directed towards God is called devotion. Simple. Willpower directed towards God is meditation and concentration. Right understanding, rational and right understanding devoted directed towards God is called Dhyana. So since the topic came up, we'll also tell you something very interesting. We are all supposed to practice discrimination. We have the capacity, but we don't. So we nowadays, you know, people are realized, is your job permanent? Sit and think. In this world, no job is permanent. Nowadays, previously, if a government has come, more or less whole life, you'll be there only. But now there is no permanency in job, no permanency in marriage. Everything is in a flux. So but still, people are not rational about it. They go on spending whatever they want to spend, not knowing how they are going to reach it. Suddenly they will come and they will check you out of the job. If necessary, they give some money out. This is how they do it. So it is said, Americans, they are experts in diplomacy. So what is it, how they practice? A fellow is working 25 years in their company. One evening, the manager calls him, John, we don't know how we can ever run this company without you. But starting from tomorrow morning, we will finish. Understand? What diplomacy? That means you are many things. That is why so much of mental depression, inside stress is there. And especially when the house is on mortgage, when the car is on mortgage, so many things are on mortgage, it is impossible even to think without a job, how is he going to repay this? And more jobs are on, they're checking people out. It's very good situation. So modern society, what has it done? All this scientific development, technological development, so much of this 21st century makes people more miserable. And what is called sword of Damocles hanging over us. You know in what way? Some cranky fellow, like North Korean, have you seen his face? How does it look? How does that fellow's face look? Does he look normal? Yeah, or China. If they take into their heads, we'd start one nuclear finish. It is not only they who are affected. The whole world will be affected because of this radiation problem. So life has become very unpredictable. Marriages have become unpredictable. Why? Because both husband and wife, they are not taught. It is not based upon spirituality or religion. Previously, it is of that God made marriages in heaven. Why is it they are seeing cinemas? So, but a simple, silly, event, they just get sucked up. Terrible, it is. I'm talking about real. What is real? So, we must have that discriminating power. What is it? Life is like this. Anything can happen. If any person keeps that in mind, when certain events take place, negative reaction will not be so hard. We have to practice it. So all these things, every religion teaches, especially Hinduism teaches, what does it teach? Death can come at any time to anybody. Anything can happen to anybody, at any place, at any time, in any way. It's a fact. We are supposed to practice. That's what we do. So, this is anyasmat means, if we compare other parts, they are much more harder. Why are they harder? Because it's not our nature. Is concentrating your nature? You will do anything but concentration. Only if you are forced to concentrate, suppose they tell you. That you just to go attend classes, no exams. Automatically at the end of the year, you will be given certificate. Will you concentrate now? What will you be doing? You will treat you like summer holidays. Only pressure comes, that is the problem that comes. So first meaning is that it is easier because we are all emotional people. And emotion is withdrawn from worldly object and redirected towards God, that is called bhakti. Secondly, it is superior to other paths because this is the most natural path. What is natural path? Pour water. What is its nature? It flows automatically, seeks the lower flow. Never seeks the perfect. That means you have nothing much to resist. Here no fight is needed. So come, come. Okay, I will not fight with you. What do you want? I want this man. I want that woman. No, now you say, I want God. It's difficult, but that is what we are supposed to. So you take advantage of that, and then you direct people towards God. So then, bhakti starts giving you joy right at this time. You don't need to wait. For 50 years, you don't need to wait. After I reach, then the dividends start coming. No. Right now you think about God, then you get joy. Anything. I'm talking about true joy, not worldly type of things. That is why this devotion is more easily attained and recognized than anything else. It is most wonderful. Then, pramanantara sthana apekshatva. Svayam pramanatva. No. Pramanantarastya anapekshatva. Apeksha means expectation. Anapeksha means not expected. What is it? Pramana. What is pramana? The ability to prove something. So are you having devotion? How do I know that I am having devotion? So do you need to measure it in the laboratory? Give your blood test? This person is positive. Be positive. That is be positive. Must I tell someone things? Vanji had given his blood for test. Next day he went to the nurse and he asked, what is my blood type? She said, be positive. He asked, what is my blood type? It is be positive. Madam, I am very positive. I want to know what is my blood. Be positive. So you don't need anybody to certify you. Do you go and ask people, am I happy?
Yeah.
Does your happiness depend? Oh, you are such a happy person. You are such an unhappy person. Does that make you happy or unhappy? You know the first thing you are unhappy, you know that you are unhappy. First thing you know, what we suppose you say. And do I like this curry? What do you say? Do I like this curry? Who has to certify? We ourselves have to ask, do I like? Yes, I like this very much. Or I don't like. This is called Svayam Pramana. Svapramana. We ourselves know it. So, no need for. And nobody can tell you also whether you are happy or unhappy. So do I know whether I am a devotee of God? Whether I have devotion to God? Question yourself. You will know it immediately. How do you know? There is a certain sense. If you are devoted, if you like something, you will be only thinking of that thing. The more you like that thing, the more you will be thinking of that thing only. And then when you are thinking the more of what you like, will it make you happy or unhappy? So, do you go and ask somebody a blood test? Am I a happy person or unhappy person? You are the only person who can tell. Nobody else can tell. Sometimes other people pass comments. You look very happy. The fellow is suffering misery. Other fellow is telling, certifying that this fellow is, looks very happy. Who is the other fellow? Nobody can tell. That is what he is telling here. Pramana antara means another proof. Proof from somewhere else. Anapekshatva. So, pramana antarasya anapekshatva. There is no need for anybody else to certify that I am a devotee of God. So certain characteristics are there. What are they? First thing is, it is spontaneous. Second, whatever you like, your mind thinks it easily. That's why you ask somebody, go and sit for meditation. The whole personality develops. We ourselves fix, I am supposed to be devotee. I am supposed to sit here for half an hour and do all those things. And their first class show is going on. And this wretched thing, they have to show only at this time when I am supposed to meditate. To all these questions arise, the fellow simply runs. That is the nature of Vatikish. Anapeksha. Swayam pramanatvat cha. It is its own proof. So understand. Do I understand it properly? Who can tell you whether you understand it properly or not? So supposing somebody asks you, 2 plus 2. 2 plus 2. 2 plus 2. Do you need somebody else to give an answer to you? So you will give right answer. 2 plus 2 is 4. Does it mean you understood 2 plus 2 is 4? You read it in the book. And your mathematical calculation proves also. 2 plus 2. Any two things, you put it there. 2 plus 2. It is 4. Information is there. Knowledge is there. You understand what I am telling? Only when we are 15 years or more than that, understanding comes. 2 plus 2 cannot be 3 or 5. It can only be 4. Until that time, you read in the book, you know, 2 into 2 is 4, 3 plus 3 is equal to 6. Like that, it is a rote. But why it is 2? Understanding is different from information. You know that joke about G's in Punjab. There was a advertisement for a maths teacher in a school. 40 people applied. 40 G's applied. Did I tell you? Remember. 40 G's applied. And they were all sitting there. One examiner had come. So he called one G and said, yes, teach, you know, mathematics. What is 20 plus 18? What is 20 plus 18? And that fellow thought for half an hour and said 40. Completely useless. So all the others were in sympathy with that fellow. Said, sir, give him another chance. Give him another chance. So he said, all right. What is 10 plus 8? 10 plus 8. So he thought for 1 hour, this time it's not clean. And he said, but completely useless. They all chorus, give him another chance. Then the examiner got disgusted. He said, 2 plus 2, what is it? He thought for 2 hours and said, 4. All the sardaris, they said, give him another chance. So bhakti is its own thing. What is its own thing? What is its, how do you know you have got bhakti? So he says here, Shanti Rupa Paramananda Rupachi. If you have got bhakti, that very moment, your whole mind will be peaceful, completely filled with. It doesn't, shanti means what? Doesn't want anything else. I'm very happy. Let me be with this. I don't want anything else. That is called shanti. That means all commonness, all desires will come to an end. He doesn't want anything. Excepting I want more and more and more of the protection of Atman. And then shanti and ananda are equated. The moment you are shanti, it is not the peace of a crematorium. In crematorium, if you want to meditate, go to a smashana. Most peaceful place on earth. No marriage parties will be there. No, Rathotsava festivals are there. No, Palki Utsava will be there. It will be absolutely quiet. Nobody will come and disturb you. If at all anybody sees you from a long distance, they start shivering as we go in this particular format. In London, you must have seen also some particular these things. Very interesting. Is a piece of cloth, like a ghost. They inflate it. They put it there. And it's filled with gas or air. In the wind, it is it is floating. If you see there, it looks like a ghost, you know. It's like the skeleton like that. So realistic. Night, if there is nobody, and if you happen to be there, and it seems to be looking only at you, you get frightened. So smashana piece is different. What is it? It's out of fright. You don't have the capacity to feel anything. You lose your mind. And that's real. Your heart is full of joy. What happens? There is a law. If you are full of joy, right, then even, first of all, there is nothing here which will make you hit. Even if a person who is consistently doing some injury, some harm happens to come to you, because you are in that happy mood, first of all, your hatred and happiness, they don't go together. You are so happy that you treat him very well. But other person, how he looks at you is a different thing. But you will not treat the other person with any of these things. Why? What is the reason? The mind cannot cherish two opposite at any two emotions at the same time. When you are angry, then discrimination, everything runs away. When you are happy, there is no place for hatred in other thing. I hope this you understand it very properly. So long as you are happy, then there is no place for hatred. Even if the most hated person is in front of you, you will not feel hatred. The moment hatred comes, your happiness, so your happiness flies through that window, and then hatred comes through the main door. So a devotee's heart, if it is devotee, here also, the vyakhyana kartas make a difference. Suppose a person is very fond of some sweet, eatable, and his desire is fulfilled. He will also have paramashanti. His heart is filled with, so long as that object fills his stomach, etc., he is at paramashanti. It is only temporary. The moment that moment passes, any object can make him upset after that. Understand? Somebody whom he thinks, then the whole mood will get completely thrown up. Opposite mood will come. In this case, this mood will make every other mood positive. You cannot hate. You cannot love. You cannot hate. You can only love, because you are filled with love of God. This is the one point. The next point, even more important. What is God? See, I love somebody. My love is confined only to that person. I may love the other, I may hate the other person. I may be jealous of the other person. I may look down upon the other person. I may hate the other person. That is not possible to come. Because God is everything. The whole world is nothing but God. A true devotee has that idea. It is my God only who is appearing before me in this form. When such a devotee's heart is filled with that kind of knowledge, that is called bhakti. When it is filled with that kind of bhakti, devotion, where is the question of bhakti? Can a mother say to her daughter, you put on this dress between 9 and 10 and I will love you. And rest of the time, I will hate you. Can she say like that? So for a devotee, everything in this world appears to be in the same light. How far it is true or not, I don't know. One incident that happened near the Kumaon Valley, there used to be a lot of, even now there are forests, man-eating tigers and leopards and other things. So one day, the villagers have to accept the plume. Tigers and leopards, usually they don't eat human beings. But occasionally, because of some lameness, disease, they're incapable of catching other animals. And Jim Corbett says it is all, again, men's fault. They shoot an injured and he becomes incapable, not able to compete with others. And then easiest prey is human being. That is how they term man-eaters. Have you read Jim Corbett, Man-Eaters?
Yes.
Man-Eaters of Kumaon?
No. I read about it previously, but I don't remember so much.
Jim Corbett has lived with him. Anyway, so these leopards, this other thing, they are threatening things. But supposing a devotee encounters them, what do you think he will see? Only God. Swamiji encounters this tiger. One day, a hungry tiger came when he was sitting in the forest. And then the tiger also, for him, it may not understand who is a holy man and who is a man. This is the famous Swami Vivekananda. I should be keeping away from him. So it looked at him. It also has some right understanding. This is, I think, a poisonous matter. Indigestible. And he thought like that, looked at it and went in. Swami was seeing, was not was sitting for meditation, but he was completely awake. Then he, later on he narrated. Then he was asked, how did you feel? What were your thoughts? He said, I am also very hungry. The tiger also is very hungry. I can't eat the tiger, but the tiger can. Let one of us be satisfied. But then the tiger came, looked at him, and we don't know what thoughts passed through this one. Silently it went. Yeah, they also have discrimination. Who is delicious and who is not so delicious. Discriminating power they have also got. Yeah. There was a lean and thin fellow like that was, like me. That's why he's very bothered. And it has a choice. What do you think it will do? Whom do you think it will choose? That is a 2 days food. This is only half a day food. We also have got choice. God has given that much. This one is true. Yeah. So, pramana antara anapekshatvat svayam pramanatvat cha shanti rupa paraman. This is the pramana. Svayam Pramana. What is Pramana? The person himself says, I am extremely peaceful. Peaceful means Purna. We don't have any desires. They have to be distinguished from temporary peace. When we eat food, temporarily we are free from hunger. But here is a person, is a mental condition. Always he will be only Shanti. Because God is there, ever present. And then Paramananda Rupa. This joy the devotee experiences. No other object in this world is equivalent to it. That is why when a person experiences so much of shanti, shanti means kamana rahita, desirelessness. On the other hand, tremendous amount of anand. When a person gets it, nobody can challenge him. So you said, are you very happy? You don't need to ask. He doesn't need to reply. He's so happy by it. And but not only that. When you have this unique opportunity of being in the presence of such a person, it is infectious. You feel that happiness. When we are happy, we can make other people happy. And such people are happy, they have an abundance of happiness. Anybody who comes within certain orbit, like your good incense stick. ಲೋಕಹಾನೋ ಚಿಂತನಕಾರಿಯ ನಿವೇದಿತ ಆತ್ಮಲೋಕ ವೇದ ಶೀಲತ್ವ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಒನ್. ಲೋಕಹಾನೋ ಚಿಂತನಕಾರಿ. ಎನಿಬಡಿ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಎ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. ಲೋಕಹಾನಿ ಮೀನ್ ಹಾನಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟೂ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಲೂಸಿಂಗ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್, ಇಂಜುರಿಂಗ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್, ಹಾನಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಂಜುರಿ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನೆವರ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಂಜುರಿಂಗ್ ಎನಿಬಡಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹಿ ನೋಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಇಂಜರ್ ಮೈ ಓನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಹೋಮ್ ಆಮ್ ಐ ಇಂಜರ್ ಮೈ ಸರ್. ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಮ್ಯಾಡ್ನೆಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಇಂಜರ್ ಥೆಮ್ಸೆಲ್ವ್ಸ್. ದೇ ಕಟ್ ದೇರ್ ರಿಸ್ಟ್ಸ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಬಿ ರಿಸ್ಟ್ರೈನ್ಡ್, ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಕಿಲ್ ಥೆಮ್ಸೆಲ್ವ್ಸ್. ಅರ್ಲಿಯರ್ ರೋಮನ್ಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ದೇ ಪಾಸ್ಡ್ ಡೆತ್ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸ್. ಇಫ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಗಿವನ್ ನೋಟಿಸ್ ಯು ಕಿಲ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಇನ್ ಜಪಾನ್ ಹರಕೆ ದೇ ಕಾಲ್ ಇಟ್. ಎನಿಬಡಿ ಡನ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಹೈಯರ್ ಆಫೀಸರ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಕಮಿಟ್ ಗೋಂಟ್ ಕಮಿಟ್ ಹರಕೆ. ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಯು ಸೀನ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ರೊಸೆಸ್? ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಒನ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಫಿಲ್ಮ್, ಸೋ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ಲಿ ಟೇಕನ್ ಪ್ರೋಗ್ರಾಮ್. ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಯು ಸೀನ್? ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಯೂಟ್ಯೂಬ್. ಶೋಗಾ SHOGUM ಬೇಸ್ಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಸಮ್ ನಾವೆಲ್ ದಟ್ ಕೇಮ್ ಔಟ್ ಅರ್ಲಿಯರ್. ಇಟ್ ಡಿಪಿಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಜಪನೀಸ್ ಕಲ್ಚರ್, ಸಾಮುರೈ ಕಲ್ಚರ್. ಸಚ್ ವಿತ್ ಟೆಕ್ನಾಲಜಿ ಟೆಕ್ನಿಕ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಫಿಲ್ಮ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಾ. ಇಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಟೆಲ್ಸ್ ವಾರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಜಪಾನ್ ಎಂಪರರ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಡಿವೈನ್, ಹಿಸ್ ಕಮಾಂಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ವಯೊಲೇಟೆಡ್. ಬಟ್ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಟೈಮ್ ಈಸ್ ಯೂಸ್ಲೆಸ್. ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದಿ ವಾರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್. So the best of the warlords is called Shogun. And they have what their own peculiar ways of punishing and all those things. So if you have the time, I will look at it. Interest, time and interest.
Yes,
what type of things you usually see?
Like historical documentaries. Historical documentaries or space related.
Oh, that is your interest. Huh? So I have seen this Genghis Khan.
I've seen some documentaries on
that. There's a film with Hannibal, Alexander, Caesar. Beautiful films have come. Historical. A little bit masala they will put in. But they will give you. I also like both of these subjects. And also there is a website called TED.com. Where you know, expert people, so many new inventions have come out. It is very educative. That's also important. So what are we talking? Loka, hani. Hani, loka means world. Hani means injuring the world, one meaning. Another meaning is losing something belonging to us. So a devotee, he can't be clever. We can't be thinking about, I want to protect my house, I want, how many devotees lose by having faith or handing temporarily to look to be looked after by other people? They cheat and then do all these things. A real devotee, Pridhira, he lost everything. What was his reaction? Rama's will. I don't care. Lokahano, if such a devotee happens to lose something, Chinta Nakariya, don't go on worrying about it, because it is not the other people who do it. It is God only. It is point for us. Whether people believe in God or not, people believe in Purva Janma or not, people believe in the doctrine of karma or not, whatever happens to us is all due to our own deserving. We deserve it. So it happens. So whatever we deserve, we cannot avoid good or bad. Whatever we don't deserve, doesn't come. So it happened. Either in France or somewhere. So one fellow entered as a traveler. So they can think only they will be allowed. Detonated a bomb. And some 20 people or something died. So one fellow, he went there, he checked his one. Just 10 seconds, he came out. After 10-15 seconds, his bomb detonated. or nearby people, many were injured, many were dead, here in Sri Lanka, in the church, nearly 230 people or something like that, or even more, they died. These are Muslim fanatics, their people. So, what am I trying to do? If you analyze them, did they deserve it or did they not?
They deserve it.
If you ask me, it is their fate. You don't know what you did in the past, but you happened to be at that place. And this is the thing that had happened. That's all. As simple as this. There is nothing else you can do about it. Whatever happens is going to happen. Whatever is not going to happen. But there were also some people that was what told, you know, some Indian Muslims. They were about to go to pray. Is it here or is it in some other country? I think it is some other country. Somewhere in Australia or somewhere. Again, the same thing happened. Church was bombed. These sportsmen, they went to their cricket people or something. There were some Muslims. They were planning to go to pray in that church. Mosque. They did not go to the prayer for some reason. And they just after a few minutes, this had happened. So is it that some fluke escape? Or is it karma for that? This is a very hard siddhanta. 10 million Jews were exterminated. Mahatma Gandhi said, it's all they deserve it and they don't. And Jews were very, very angry with Mahatma Gandhi. Indians, how many Indians have died? So, what is the sutra to do? Lokaha now. Chinta naki. If you have lost something, you deserved it, your karma phala, or God willed it, taken away. Don't think about it. No, if I don't think that, what shall I do? Yoga kshemam. God will bring what you need. God will protect what you require. So God is there to look after you. Be like a child. Only hands up with another. Then, why is it? Nivedita Atma Loka Veda Shilatva. Because who is a devotee? He completely surrendered his worldly properties, including body and mind, and his loka, then Veda. He even gave up all sorts of rituals, etc. Only thinks about God, he meditates upon God, and he loves God. He deserves shanti and ananda from God. He doesn't think what has happened. But in the beginning, we have to practice. Oh Lord, whatever happens, give me the power to Nivedita Atma Loka Vedatva. The bhakta has no cause to worry himself over the miseries of the world, for he has surrendered his own self, the world, as well as the Vedas to the Lord. So, you understand? What is the meaning of himself surrender? Whatever happens to his body, mind, it is your gift. Die with. Whatever happens to what he thinks or he used to think belonging to me, my house, my family, my property, etc., etc., that also, then you yourself sold yourself. Then all the belongings belong to whom? When you buy a cow, the calf belongs to whom? To the person who buys it, isn't it? So whatever is there, if you buy a piece of land, suppose there is a mango tree, to whom does it belong?
Yeah.
So here in Alsu, I heard more than 100 years time, there is one Someshwara temple here. Very nice temple. So there was one person who sold his house with some surrounding land. In those days they used to have plenty of land. Now it has become like rat holes. And then the tenant bought it. Moved it in, this fellow, I think he went to Mandeshwaram or somewhere. So what happened after some time, this fellow wanted to build something in his own land. He dug it. And one pot, two pots full of gold. He got it. You know what he did it? He took this one and went to the other fellow. He said that I'm sorry, we did not, this is not part of our bargain. Only land and buildings. This belongs to you. That fellow said, that's not our burden. Whatever is there, is I did not know anything about it. You got it, you discovered it, it belongs to you. So both of them had to be going to court. Both of them went to court. What is it saying? It doesn't belong to me, it just belongs to the other fellow. So ultimately they said, this court had decided, since both of you don't want it, donate it to the Someshwara. Some temples also, they are discovering money. Shivendra. Padmanabha Swami temple. A lot of money there. Still unopened rooms are there. Whether still they are there or secretly some minister opened it, looked at the whole lot, locked it with a new lock.
Yes.
You can't trust these fellows. They can do anything. Priests also will join. So, a devotee says, completely I surrendered myself. I surrender whatever belongs to me. It is all yours. And the what is renouncing Vedas? Veda means here. So certain things are prescribed when a person is developing devotion. Those things I don't need now. Because the remembrance of God has become constant. All these rituals are meant for what? So that we can remember God. Other time we forget. At least this time we are supposed to remember. But the remembrance of God has become constant. More constant than remembering myself. So for such a person, he says, I don't need me. I don't need me. He doesn't forcibly renounce. They themselves falling. That's what Sri Ramakrishna beautifully illustrates. When a palm tree grows, the leaves, as the tree grows, there will be huge leaves. They themselves will fall, leaving a small mark that at one time there was, here were some leaves. Like that, we should not give up anything. They themselves will give us. This is the understanding that we will stop. Oh, Janadiyam Sharada Devayam. Ramakrishnam Jagatpurum Padapatmiyam Yudhayam Sri Namo 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 Namo